Living with Shiva lesson for today. What is a bad birth, one might wonder? It is being born into an area of the mind below the Muladhara chakra, where the instinctive nature reigns supreme, where the intellectual nature runs amok by pursuing dead-end sequences of thought and desire. This is considered a bad birth. It is where no consciousness of God or of the gods exists, where there is no known pattern for life, no dharma, and where little or no knowledge of the laws of karma and reincarnation survive. These areas of consciousness in the lower chakras below the Muladhara can reap birth after birth and are considered by the Hindu as births to be avoided. They are avoided through finding and then following unrelentingly one's dharma, life after life. The last sentence there is the key one because, of course, we're interested in how to avoid it, right? That's an important point for bringing it up. So Gurudev is giving the classic Hindu point of view on spiritual unfoldment, which is that it is a slow and steady progress. It's not like the modern concept we find in Western countries where spiritual enlightenment comes easily. We were talking to our guests from Malaysia, and there's a Swami there who gives initiation, gives a kind of Shaktipat, and opens up everyone's chakras and beginning and end of the matter. Makes it sound very easy. Just one touch from someone else, that's all you have to do, is manage to get touched by someone else. And there's nothing else to do. What an easy path. But of course, what goes up will come down unless there's a foundation built by sadhana. In other words, if something lifts our consciousness up, be it a festival such as we had the other day, or being in the presence of a Swami who has an active kundalini, it won't stay up. It will come back to its normal, habitual consciousness. So where that habitual consciousness is something we can raise up slowly by slowly, life after life. So when we do go up in consciousness, we don't come down so far. The corollary, of course, is that not to separate secular and religious life, which again is a Western concept, and that the classic example was the TM person I know who was really disciplined. And as I always say when I talk about TM, it's you have to respect anyone who can meditate for hours a day regularly. You know, this is worthy of respect. But the problem is when you look at that as your spiritual life and your family life has nothing to do with your spiritual life. So when case of this person, he neglected his children, neglected his wife, and ended up getting divorced because he separated life and just focused on meditation. But raising your children is just as important as meditation in terms of making spiritual progress, because it's part of fulfilling dharma, life after life. We have one duty to perform. Anyone remember what that is? Yes.
Pass on.
Pass on, yes. Which is to pass on our religion to the next generation. The next and the next. So we got three of them in there. Is that the great-grandchildren? Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So great-grandchildren. And how do we do this? How is this done? It's done by causing the children to memorize the precepts of our scriptures. Our Sinai scriptures are the heritage of the children. They own those scriptures. It is our... Is that just wood? Okay. A little. Usually we get a gecko to... This morning, exploding wood. Okay. It is our duty to give them the scriptures. Among others, we now have the Tirukkural in the English language entitled Weaver's Wisdom. Must be memorized by them, by each and every one of them, along with the hundreds of Vedic verses and Hinduism's contemporary catechism, Dancing with Shiva. Teachings of our other scriptures should be familiar as well. That establishes them in their dharma. The sooner we get our scriptures into the minds of the children, the better we build the children into fine citizens. A good religious education starts with memory, and it is fulfilled in the realms of reason when the child is older and able to discuss his religion with his elders. That's the key there, is it starts with memory. And we're hoping sometime in the next few years, after we get the guru biography done, to produce some more scripture that children can memorize. Right now the scripture we have is, we haven't really put it forward for memorization. Tirumantaram and different scriptures, but ideally we would start doing that in a few years and create more scripture that can be studied and memorized. Start with the Tirukkural. Lord Muruga will help you. God Ganesha will open doors and give you wisdom of how to proceed. Lord Murugan will give you the willpower. He is the God of will to perform this one supreme duty. And duty is also dharma, to pass our Saivite religion on to the next generation, the next, and the next. Okay, well, that's good for today. Have a wonderful day.